Clayton Ross. SourceFM.com.
Oh, it's good to be back on air, my darling, isn't it?
Oh, I'm as delirious as ever.
You are.
It's good to be here.
We hadn't tested your microphone before we went on air, so I was quite lucky it all worked, really, wasn't it? We just sort of went on air.
We just talked nonsense beforehand and then hope for the best.
We have a large amount of food in the studio this morning, ladies and gentlemen. We have a selection of many things. It looks like a children's party for a two-year-old.
I know, I'm really excited.
Cheese straws, a Rolo cookie. I don't even know where they came from. What else have we got?
We've got Belvita.
See, this is... I picked them up yesterday. I have no idea what they even are, but it says some kind of biscuit and milk on the top. I couldn't work out if you have to put milk with it.
No.
No?
No, it's just a pack of biscuits, basically.
There we go. We've gone a bit at market. I used to go and get the old sort of economy stuff, didn't I? 29p a pack.
Things are looking up for you,
Jim
Willis.
They are looking up. The financial situation is better. We're up and running. How have you been anyway? We've not been on air for 2 weeks.
Yeah, did you miss me?
Yes.
You don't sound enthusiastic at all.
I did miss you hugely, Charmaine.
Oh, I missed you too. They've just been busy and dizzy and doing a few gigs here and there. And
I tell you what is bizarre, Charmaine. What? 2 weeks ago we were on air and it was snowing, right? It was snowing. The heaters are still there behind you.
Yes, they are.
That we're on. And I had two coats on and we were in the right situation. Now, the sun is out. Our prayers have been answered. We've got long days.
And Jimmy Willis is in a t-shirt. Woo!
I'm in a t-shirt. I'll be in Speedos tomorrow if this weather keeps up.
Please, no.
You would like it, don't lie.
Oh, be still my beating heart.
We've got a lot to get through. I was going to have a haircut yesterday afternoon, Charmaine.
You should have done.
Should you? Can't say that. It's getting a bit out of control, isn't it?
It is.
It's gone wild. I've gone feral.
The wild man of Lansing.
I've gone feral. But there's a story I read yesterday about Maggie Thatcher haircut.
Right, is that what you're going for now?
I might do, yeah. Basically, there's been a surge in the last 2 weeks of people getting Maggie Thatcher haircuts. I'm not making this up.
I heard this on the news yesterday, actually. I think you'd look good.
Well, I'm just... The problem is, I'm not sure who's getting these haircuts. I don't think it's 29-year-old men, but...
No.
But it doesn't say the age of the ladies that are getting the haircuts. I like to think they're sort of the 18, 19-year-old sort of punks and goths that are going for the Maggie Thatcher haircuts.
I think not.
No? That's what I like to think.
I think I might. Do you reckon I might suit one?
Got one. Anyway, thanks. This was supposed to be a short and snappy link to tell everyone what's going on for the show. We've just gone on about a load of rubbish.
Get on with it then.
Hello to everyone on Twitter, at SourceFM Radio. Good morning to Musical Roof. Musical Roof says, hello, Jimmy and Charmaine. Musical Roof, the singing nun here, dancing in Blackpool in green and leopard skin pants. I haven't made that up. This is a true one. It sounds a bit made up, Charmaine, doesn't it, that tweet?
Well, these are our friends that we know too as well, so I believe, nothing is unbelievable in our world.
Right, I was supposed to be looking for the newspapers in the last two songs to try and find some current news stories. I didn't do that. I ate some biscuits. I ate some biscuits, and they weren't very nice. These, are they called, these biscuits we've got, Charmaine?
Belvita.
Now, these are the fancy ones. They do all the fancy adverts. They're supposed to be a slow release over 6 hours and all this sort of
stuff. Release of Snowden.
Basically, I didn't like them.
No, thank God this show's not being sponsored by them.
We never will now. But they're about £3 a box, right? And I'll tell you what they taste like. You know when you get a big box of biscuits at Christmas?
Yes.
About a week after Christmas, all the good ones are gone. There's a few of them stale, manky ones left. That is what they are like.
Totally, totally. Oh, they remind me of those... I don't know if you remember your childhood much, Jimmy, after so much drinking. But...
Charmaine Davis!
But do you remember?
My mum's not listening, good Lord!
Oh, I jest, Mrs. Willis.
If the truth be told, I haven't got a clue, I can't remember anything, but yes.
But do you remember those biscuits they'd give you before nap time at school?
We were and poor, were, Charmaine, we didn't have all this stuff. I lived in poverty.
I think they were called nice biscuits and they had pictures of cows on. And you'd have them with a glass of milk. They were like those.
We've mixed classes again, haven't we? You shouldn't do this in life. They didn't do this on the Titanic. I'll tell you what, in the last song, Charmaine said, oh, I'm so happy.
Did I?
Well, no. You said, oh, you made me a coffee.
Oh, yes.
Because I've got a filter coffee now. We've upgraded now. Mm. We're in the money. And Charmaine said to me, I'm so glad you got some nice coffee. My corner shop by my house doesn't grind my coffee anymore. What? Where do you live? Where do you live?
You know where I live. I'm just very upset that they don't offer that service anymore.
I've never known a corner shop to grind coffee for you.
Well, it's a corner coffee shop. It's not actually a corner shop where you buy... Oh, sorry to confuse you.
It's all too much for me. But there we are, anyway. But I am going to read the newspapers. I am going to find out what's going on today. I tell you what I did see on the news last night, which I was a little bit upset about.
What was that?
It's the landslides on the Jurassic Coast in Dorset. Have you seen this on the news?
No, what happened? I didn't know that at all.
Basically, you know all the Jurassic Coast, it's a beautiful area. Is your phone ringing, Charmaine?
Yeah.
Who is it? Who is it? Come on, let's find out. Let's put them on.
It's Jade.
Oh, is it?
Oh, oh, I missed it.
There we go. Never mind. No, but anyway, the Jurassic Coast in Dorset is a big landslide, and it is all prone to landsliding down that area. Okay. And they lost 40 metres of the coastal path that goes across the cliff.
That's a lot.
All went in. Wow. But, I mean, that area, I think, is the most beautiful area in Britain. I used to go on holiday down that way a lot. Of course, Broadchurch was filmed down that way as well recently.
I didn't watch any of that. Was it good?
Oh, my Lord, Charmaine, you missed the best, the best drama on TV ever, I think.
You know, I can't. The reason is, and people are going to shout at me at home, I'm sure, but I can't bear Neil Tennant.
David Tennant.
David Tennant. You know who I meant. So I was just testing.
Neil, is that his brother? He was an extra in it.
I think I went to school with Neil.
No, I've never liked David Tennant myself, Charmaine, but I watched this and I absolutely loved it. He was brilliant. Olivia Colman was in it. She was brilliant.
Oh.
And the thing is, it was quite a long series. It was on for an hour every week. And now, on these sort of crime dramas, normally, you have a different murder every episode, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But this was just one murder through the whole thing, and they kept it going, and I thought it was absolutely brilliant. 10 million people tuned into that, and it was on, remember, it's on a Monday night.
Wow.
So that beats any TV figures for anything, even on Saturday night, I think.
I remember seeing Facebook was awash with comments going, I can't believe it's over, and people were just almost suicidal because it had finished. Well, I was like, oh, my God.
They are making a second series, I read in the papers today, so that's, wow.
Happy
I'm not
days.
Well, I'm not sure. Sometimes these things are best left, I think. Because it goes on to Series 2, then Series 3, then Series 4. Homeland are doing it. They're making a Series 3 of that this year. And I think that might be a series too far.
I don't know. Well, I mean, everyone talks about these programmes. I obviously don't watch enough television because I'm like, what?
Well, you're down the local coffee house getting your coffee ground, hand ground by your servants. And the butler. Where
exactly.
Did the butler stay?
That's why I burnt myself the other day cooking. I should have. I gave the staff the day off.
It's like your life's like Downton Abbey. So having a flick through the paper, Charmaine, there's something about Jordan in the paper. What's she up to?
Well, the good news for some of us, because she's actually had to shut down her TV production unit.
Yay!
That means no more TV made by her. But the bad news is, she's threatening that it won't be the last time she's seen on television.
I've not seen her on TV for a while. I don't know what she's been up to. I think I purposely avoid anything she's on, though.
Do you know, I think most people just blank her out now. It's just like white noise, isn't it, when she talks?
Well, I watched the Peter Andre programme that was on ITV last night.
Oh, how was that?
Wow, well, it's all right. It's just, you know what? It's
self-promotion Peter Andre.
It's just sort of a bit. He's had a bit of a hard time recently, our Peter Andre. But it's okay, because he's now got a 23-year-old beautiful girlfriend and a really expensive-looking sports car.
Well, that makes everything better, doesn't
things
it?
Things have got a lot better. He's just turned 40. I didn't think he was 40.
Well, yeah.
Did
he's been around for a bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've got to get a bit bored of it all, don't you?
Well, it's how many TV shows has he done? Peter Andre, That's Life. Peter Andre, Boyfriends, Girlfriends. Peter Andre, I Married This One. Peter Andre, I Married That One.
It annoys me.
It goes on
the
and
thing
on.
That annoys me about Peter Andre, he's always moaning that radio stations don't play his music. But and he says, well, of course, none of my songs have charted in the last 10 years. It's because radio stations don't play my music. It's not really that good, is it, Peter? Probably why.
I bet you're going to play one next, though, aren't you?
We're not, no. we're not boycotting you because you're Peter Andre. It's just because you don't really like it.
Yeah.
But then, anyway, you know, I've got nothing against Peter Andre. I'm just sure
he's got a career, isn't he?
He's
which
got
is
a
more
very
than
good
us.
Career. Very good career. Very successful. There's something else I'm reading in the paper here. It is in the Metro. I think it's a slow news day in the Metro today.
Oh, yeah.
UFO collision, risk was high, right?
Ooh.
That's the headline. A passenger plane flying over Glasgow came within 90 metres of colliding with a UFO.
Oh, my God.
They say it was a bit bigger than a balloon. An official inquiry is heard. The pilot saw an object loom ahead and reported the collision risk as high. Nothing appeared on the air traffic control radar. Experts were unable to identify the blue and yellow object. It was a balloon, wasn't it?
Oh my god! I'm sorry. I mean, I've got a lot of friends that work for the airlines, and I used to work for the airlines. So,
oh, you
I don't want to make jests at any of the airline pilots, but seriously, when it was a little bit bigger than a balloon, and it was
yellow
balloon,
and blue. Yeah. I mean, even if it
what
was
are the
yellow,
chances?
If they said that, you'd be more interested. Oh yes, it was a massive. It was the size of a house, and it was a silver dish,
yeah,
and it was
like Independence Day.
It was not something as similar size to a balloon, it was yellow and blue. We're not sure what it was. Just ridiculous.
That's
not a new story.
Well, aliens, haven't you heard? Their latest little aircraft are all painted blue and yellow.
Yeah. We're going to tweet a picture in a minute. When you, on your way here on the bus, you've seen something happening in Brighton. There was the clock tower.
Yeah.
It's covered in items of clothing.
I thought I was hallucinating. I didn't know what I was saying, first of all, because I was sitting on the bus, and I thought, what? And the clock tower is obviously quite a significant place in Brighton.
Yes.
Everybody knows. I'll meet you by the clock tower, whatever. Well, I don't know why. Well, it's the beginning of the Brighton Festival, so I believe it's for that. But it's covered in clothes. And there's council workers up ladders, up scaffolding, sticking bits of... I thought they might be just be celebrating that the fact that the sun's out and the clothes can dry in the sun at last. But...
Charmaine, I've been flicking through the papers. There's something that I do want to talk to you about. Have you been watching Britain's Got Talent this year?
I have. I love it.
Have you? Well, Simon Cowell's been in the papers this week. And there's been lots of talk about Simon Cowell trying to recycle old acts, but making out their new fresh acts that no one's ever heard of.
Oh, yeah, I've not seen this.
Well, for example, did you see a couple of weeks ago there was the two Welsh opera singers who are sandwich makers?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Well, apparently they've been on tour for 3 years, and they've been doing all the cruise ships, and they've been on tour, and they've seasoned professionals, but of course when they went on Britain's Got Talent, it very much made it they were sandwich makers.
That's what I thought they were.
Yes. So this is interesting, you haven't heard this. Well, Simon Cowell's been defending this now, because it all came out that they were actually been on tour for 4 years.
Well, I know for a fact that they approach acts to ask them to be on Britain's Got Talent.
Simon Cowell's defending it now. He says, no, we didn't hide the fact that they had been, you know, seasoned professionals, which they did, because they never said that they'd done anything before, did they?
Well, the way the grandmother was reacting, you'd think they'd never been on stage
exactly.
in their life.
But Simon Cowell was saying, no, we give everyone a second chance, this, that and the other, which is fine if they do give people a second chance, but they should have said...
They should have said, look, we have done it for a bit.
Which is, because they do on The Voice. They say, we've had a recording contract. It didn't work out. We're giving it another go. And I think it's fine if you say that straight away.
Oh, I think a lot of the people that they actually use on Britain's Got Talent are actually approached by their talent scouts. So most of the people have been doing it for years. But for the dramatic effect, and they have to have a sad backstory. Oh, I'm just a lowly sandwich maker. And I can't even, I've never been on stage before. And all of a sudden, they're Pavarotti.
Yeah.
You know, really, hello.
But are you enjoying this series of Britain's Got Talent without all that?
Oh, I love a bit of reality TV at the
do
best
you?
Of time. Do you know what? I've done reality TV, I know how it's made. Yeah, I get sucked into
you
it all the time.
In.
All the time.
I started watching The Voice this year. I've never watched The Voice ever in my whole life. And it's on the sort of similar time to Britain's Got Talent. But after that finishes, I sort of switch over to The Voice and have a look on that. I don't know if I like it or not.
I can't bear The Voice.
It's so tacky.
Yeah, I watched it for about 15 minutes the other day.
Yeah.
And I wasted 15 minutes of my life. I will never get those 15 minutes back. And Jessie J, you just want to knock her out.
Oh, Jessie J.
Oh.
Who's the Irish guy on it?
Exactly.
I
that's why.
Know
what,
who is.
Who are you?
Who is it?
Tom Jones and Will.i.am.
Well, I don't like Will.i.am. Will.i.am really irritates me. And I don't know what it is. I must say, over the last few weeks of watching The Voice, I've warmed to him a little bit. But what a peculiar fellow. Well, just the way that he...
What's that word he always uses about everything? It's dope.
Dope.
It's dope.
Dope.
That's the only word he has in his vocabulary. You know, what do you think of the weather? It's dope. What do you think of the Queen? Oh, she's dope. Oh, for goodness sake.
You you were laughing when I had the microphone up then, Charlene.
Yeah, it's because you were having a little jiggle in your chair.
Was I?
Yeah. I didn't realise it, but you were.
If you video me when I'm on the radio and I look back and I think, oh my God, I'm like, looks like I'm, I don't know, like I'm ill.
You're like a nodding dog, that's what it is. You just wobble backwards.
Well, mate, I can't sit still. I've always got like a bit of a flinch on, like that.
Because everyone listening in can see the visual effect that you're creating right now.
Well, me and Dulcie were talking about maybe getting a webcam up for the show.
Oh dear, I mean, I better put makeup on.
No, it's only it's not in the big HD or anything.
Oh, that's all right.
You'll be fine.
Keep me in the shadows.
We'll keep you in the shadows. We'll put you down in the corner.
The creature in the corner.
Right, so what's going on? The sun is shining, everyone seems to be happy. Shirley's listening from Cornwall. Hello, Shirley. What are you all up to? I like to think everyone's on the beach, sunning themselves.
It's not that hot.
Isn't it?
It's very, very sunny, but you're getting that breeze.
Get your cardio on now.
I've got a scarf on still.
I'm just checking what the weather's like around the UK, because sometimes I always say, oh, what a beautiful day, and 10 miles down the road it's snowing or something. But it's all right. Anywhere in the south of England or the Midlands, it looks like we're in sunshine. The only place where it might be a bit cloudy if you go right up to sort of Newcastle, Manchester. But come down here. That's what I reckon.
Yeah, get down here.
Or if you live right at the top of Scotland, it's raining. My sister's moving to Scotland in 3 or 4 days.
Why?
Why?
It was snowing up there yesterday.
Didn't ask. No, it's terrible. We're a very close family I'm from. My mum rang me the other day and said my, Kerry's moving to Scotland. I don't really know much about, but I thought, oh, brilliant. Well done. And then my other sister's apparently in the Isle of Wight.
Scotland is very beautiful, but I've been there a few times. Every time I've been there, it's just been freezing.
I think she said she's going to Aberdeen or somewhere. But good luck to her. I love all my family.
She's going to move
much
to Edinburgh, and then hopefully we can do a gig up there for the festival and stay with her.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't think she's going to Edinburgh. If she was going to Edinburgh, I would like it, because I've never really been there, and it looks quite a cool city, even without Edinburgh Festival. It looks quite a cool place and trendy, and it's got loads of really old buildings and cellars with history, with bodies in there and things.
What cellars in particular
I read a lot of the Rebus books. Ian Rankin, an author, author, writes a lot of books by Detective Rebus, they're about, and they're all sort of based around Edinburgh. So I think of all these ghost stories and things that are happening. What are you doing over there, Charmaine?
I've got trouble with my headphones.
Have you?
Yeah. It's all right, I can handle it.
At least you remembered what headphones are called earlier on. Those little things on your head. What were you on about? Little things. Horns?
Well, now I've had a Rolo cookie, I can think straight.
You like them, didn't you?
I'm addicted.
I've never seen them before. It's not helping my diet. I'm supposed to be getting fit. I'm supposed to be training to get my beach body ready, my Peter Andre six-pack. What are you laughing at?
Well, you're very close to achieving that, I can see.
I've put on too much weight this year, so we have to go on some sort of diet.
Me.
Sorry. I, Jimmy Willis.
Well, that was the royal we, obviously.
Has gotten fat. Oh. Needs to sort myself out.
You're just not fat.
You're just not fat. You were going to say something else. Chunky.
No, I was going to say cuddly.
Cuddly? You can't say that.
Exactly, that's why I stopped myself, but you made me say it anyway.
So me and Charmaine were talking until we like this time of day. It's my second show from the 11 till 2 p.m. It's not a lunchtime show. Is it a lunchtime show? It's not
lunch to lunch.
Mid-morning, early afternoon. I don't know if I like it or not really this time of day. What do the listeners think?
Would you prefer to hear Jimmy's dulcet tones from 7 till 10? Or would you prefer to hear his dulcet tones 11 till 2?
Or not at all. We've had a few comments about my Margaret Thatcher haircut, Charmaine.
Oh, yeah, what did they say?
So, basically, if you've just joined us, I need a haircut. Charmaine says I need a haircut. She said I look like a tramp.
You do.
She said I look like a fat tramp.
I never said that.
I can't believe she said that.
You liar.
No, I do need a haircut. It's all gone a bit bizarre, my hair. I'm not sure what's happened. I've not had it cut for 6 months. I think this is the main problem.
Yeah.
And there's a big craze. There's hundreds of, if not thousands of people in the UK going to hairdressers and wanting a Margaret Thatcher haircut. This has happened over the last couple of weeks. There's one hairdresser in London that reckons the last 2 weeks have done over 100 Margaret Thatcher haircuts. I'm struggling to believe it.
I can't believe it.
We're not sure what age group. It doesn't say what age group. I like to think it's sort of 18, 19-year-old goths from Camden Town going in and getting it done.
I think people should tweet in, should they have had the Margaret Thatcher look done lately.
But I've been thinking about getting it done. I've put a few pictures on Twitter and Facebook. There's not a lot of love. Louise, who is listening in Bristol, she says, Jimmy, it looks pretty bad on a woman. Definitely not on a man. Charmaine's had it done. She looks all right. She looks all right.
Oh, my big bouffant hairdo today.
Well, you would need a lot of product for the Maggie Thatcher haircut.
It's a back combing and hairspray, I think, and a big comb.
But sometimes people do things, like when cool people do it. If David Beckham had one, it would be cool. It would be cool.
That would be so funny. If somebody could just Photoshop David Beckham with a Margaret Thatcher haircut, that would be hysterical. Knowing David Beckham, he would do it as
he
well.
He would. So keep the tweets coming in about that. Twitter and Facebook is the way to go, at Source FM Radio. The other big news in my life, Charmaine, well, yeah. I say big news, there's not a lot happening. I'm thinking about getting a new phone, right? Now, I've always had a rubbish phone over the last, until the last few years, I've always had a rubbish phone. I got an iPhone about a couple of years ago, and it was amazing, I loved it. But I've always had sort of hand-me-down iPhones from other people in my family that
stolen.
Are on contract.
No,
stolen. They are not stolen. So, you know, my auntie or whatever has a contract. When the contract
ran
out,
your auntie.
Gets, yes. Back of a lorry, is it? wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
You just have to look at an iPhone and it breaks.
That's your evil stare that you have.
My death
you
stare.
You do that to people. You can break a person.
With my evil death stare.
She's doing it now.
I'm doing it now,
Jimmy. I can feel the coldness.
Watch your phone shut down as I stare at it.
10 minutes past one, we better play some music, I guess. Are we?
No.
Charmaine Davis, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Jimmy Willis. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, Charmaine. I've had a few problems this morning.
No change there, then.
The show started at 11 a.m. and I only just got here on time.
Uh-oh, did the alarm not go off?
Well, it sort of went off. I was in a consistent battle with my iPhone. It went off at about 7 o'clock, which is sort of a normal time to get up. I thought, no, I'm not going to get up. So I put it on snooze, and I snoozed, and I snoozed, and I snoozed, and I only just got here on time, which is absolutely outrageous.
But you made it, yippee.
I sort of made it. I have no content for the show whatsoever.
Neither have I, you're all right.
But it's all right.
We're in good company.
I've brought a newspaper, which is always a good thing.
Well, we read from that then, eh?
You read something in the Metro this morning, we're going to talk about that later on. What makes you happy?
Yeah, apparently the Sainsbury's know it all.
Sainsbury's
have been doing a little survey to find out just what makes the public happy. So we'll be revealing the results shortly.
Chelsea Flower Show starting soon. Will you be attending that, Charmaine?
Oh, yeah. Me and my green thumb, we always go.
There is a very unlikely guest this year. Liam Gallagher wants VIP tickets to the opening day of Chelsea Flower Show, yes.
What does he know about plants other than growing certain varieties, I'm sure?
He's going the same day as the Queen, so I'd like Liam Gallagher to meet the Queen. That would be good.
That's going
to
be good vision? Oh, well, I can't even speak.
Oh, what? Well, fishing. He's going fishing.
Good viewing for telly, that's
Queen
what I was
Liam
trying
Gallagher
to say.
Going fishing at Chelsea Flower Show. This is an unlikely story.
Look, I've got somebody else's teeth in this morning. Bear with me, people.
Come and say hello on Facebook and Twitter, at Source FM Radio, as always. Send us some news stories or something interesting, something we can talk about. It's all going to be good fun. We've got a guest as well in, Charmaine, we're going to talk to later. Who is this guest, Charmaine Davies?
It is the one and only, the very funny comedian, Kevin Dewsbury.
Whee! Sounding like the Steve Wright Show already.
<It's done> already.
We don't want that, do we, here on Source FM?
Oh, no, thank you.
Right then, Charmaine Davis.
Yes.
Your mic's on now.
Hurrah.
Are you all right over there, my darling?
I'm fine. I'm snuggled up to Kevin Dewsbury. How bad can it be?
Hello, Kevin Dewsbury.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Just about.
Kevin, you're not very well.
Thanks very much. no, I've got, well, as the weather generally is like November, I've picked up some sort of lurgy, but I've given it to Charmaine already, so we're not that bothered sitting so close together.
He's only been in my house for one night, and he's already given me his germs, so how sweet.
So, Kevin Dewsbury, you're down here visiting to perform at Brighton A Fringe. You've got your own show going on.
That is indeed correct, from tomorrow night till Saturday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Tomorrow till Saturday, it's at the Temple Bar, and the good news is it's free to get in.
It certainly is.
I do like anything that's free to get in. That's generally a good start to any show, I think.
it does work the similar way to a street entertainer in the fact that at the end I will be doing a collection, but obviously there's no obligation to give any money, because that's the idea of the free festival, that you can turn up and make it accessible for people. So
yes. Have you got a hat to go round at the end?
Probably be a pint pot or an ice bucket.
I'm looking at your flyer, Kevin. It's quite an interesting flyer. I can only describe it as, well, it's you. You've got a white shirt on, but it's undone. And you've sort of got it open.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got the body for it, so I thought, why not just flaunt it?
Have you done any underwear modelling in the past?
By looking at a flyer, you could probably guess the answer to that.
Yes! That's what I'm saying. I'm going to go with yes. Right then, we're going to be talking to Kevin throughout the show. Are you with us all the way through the show, Kevin?
I believe so, until you've had enough of me.
Where are you originally from, Kevin?
I'm from Cheshire, the northwest.
I can tell by the accent. I like a different accent. Too many sort of southerners around here.
Oh, thanks very much.
Where are you from originally, Charmaine?
I'm from Surrey, so I think...
Oh, you're from Surrey. Right, we've got some stuff. We're going to get a little feature going on, because I've only just woken up. I have no idea what's going on. But Charmaine's found a story in the paper, and it says about what makes us happy. Charmaine, I haven't read the story whatsoever. There's been no prep gone into this link or this feature. Tell me about this story, Charmaine.
No prep generally goes into our show at all. Quite honestly,
yes, it does. I spend hours. I spend hours on these radio, this radio gold that I produce every day.
Well, okay, so let me tell you what it is. It's based on an experiment that was done by Sainsbury's of 20 hypnotised people.
Yes.
Right, so it's not off to a good start already, this survey, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't believe you can really conduct a proper survey while people are hypnotised,
well,
can you?
Did Paul McKenna put them under or something? I'm really not sure how this worked. But anyway, what they wanted to know, what makes a day special? So, the number one on the list is a chilled glass of lemonade. Now, how do you feel about that? Does that make your day feel special?
No, I would be... I mean, if that was the highlight of my day, it'd be a pretty bad day, to be quite honest with you.
Well, how about number two, right? Possibly, biting into a fresh homemade cupcake.
No, not really.
Yeah, right.
So, a cupcake and lemonade. I mean, lemonade's one of those sort of drinks I could quite easily do without completely, really. It doesn't need to be in my life at all.
Bad for your teeth as well.
It's a bit like a children's birthday party type of thing, isn't it?
Well, how about this one? Number seven, a comforting bowl of tomato soup.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, tomato soup with some nice crusty bread. Yeah, that...
Yeah, that doesn't do it for me. None of these things so far are doing it for me. This isn't what makes a day special. Winning the lottery, that's pretty special.
Yeah.
That would make me bloody happy.
Okay, then, so we're abandoning the survey, and what we're saying is, Charmaine Davis, what would make you happy in a day? What would be a little treat to lighten up your day, apart from coming to see me on a Wednesday?
Well, that would have been the pinnacle of my day,
yes,
seeing you every day.
It is for most people.
A date with Johnny Depp, I think. Might
a date with Johnny Depp?
Yeah, no, I know the chances are very, very minimal, but you never know. If you
I didn't actually realise that Charmaine was interested in Johnny Depp until last night we actually watched Secret Window.
Oh, didn't we?
Did you?
Yeah.
So, Charmaine's been after Johnny Depp for a little while. I thought he'd be a bit old for you. He's 50 now, isn't he, Charmaine? Charmaine likes him younger, Kevin.
I'm sort of right off the wrong type, let's say.
No, I don't know. I mean, basically, Kevin, I'll let you in. I don't know if you've listened to any of our shows over the years, but basically, we've been trying to find Charmaine a husband for quite a while now. It hasn't gone well because...
It hasn't gone well at all.
This is the criteria that we've got. Must be over 6 foot, right? That's like a 6 foot's the minimum requirement. An age, basically, we're sort of late 20s, early 30s. Is that the age we went for?
We can go up to mid-40s.
Mid-40s. Must own a racehorse, which I thought was quite bespectacular.
No, I think you made that bit up.
Well, Is Alex Ferguson is too old for you then? He's 71. He owns a racehorse.
That's pushing it a bit.
Michael Owen then. He owns a racehorse.
Yeah.
How old is he?
30.
Oh, he'll do. Is he single?
Yeah. I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Surrounded by wags.
We did take you, Charmaine, to the football, didn't we? And we were trying to find you one.
The best bit was when they took their tops off and swapped tops at the end. I love that bit.
That's always my favourite bit.
I tell you what, Kevin, I was embarrassed. We got invited to the football. We got VIP tickets. They looked after us. Charmaine took no interest in the football. She was in the bar. And at the end, when they took all their tops off, I thought, where's Charmaine? She was stood on the side of the pitch with a phone taking pictures of men without their shirts on. And this, I have not added anything to that story. That is what happened.
It was the God's honest truth. That did happen. And it was a beautiful moment.
But to be honest, you could probably just go down to Revenge any night of the week and you'll see that.
So in the last couple of songs, me and Charmaine have been talking. Charmaine wants to know why I was late this morning. She said you were out drinking last night, and I honestly wasn't.
Yeah,
I stayed up late watching BBC Two, where they apparently seem to show all like the primetime TV shows, but they show it all with sign language.
Right.
So, and why? And you said, what?
I said, because only deaf people watch television in the middle of the night.
And I've never really thought about that, but yeah, why do they do that? It's bizarre.
I don't know, it's very odd. I always find that odd.
I hope I never go deaf. I'd be like a vampire.
You weirdo.
Right, so I've got a list of things in front of me now, because I was late this morning, I didn't have any content for the show. I've written down a list of things. I've got Sainsbury's, Monkey, Happy App. I don't even know what this means. I've just wrote stuff down.
You're just dribbling off our words now.
So basically, Sainsbury's have done a... What did they do? They've done some survey.
They did a survey with 20 hypnotised people, finding out what makes their day special.
And in there was lemonade, a cool glass of lemonade and a cupcake.
Yeah, I was just going to... Why were they hypnotised? Because surely...
Yeah,
you
ridiculous.
Could just tell people what makes you happy. You don't have to be hypnotised.
It's a pretty rubbish story, to be honest.
It's the only one we could find.
I can't believe
good.
It's been printed in the national newspaper, but there we go.
It is true, though. Why would they hypnotise somebody to... Because I would just tell you, I like chocolate. That makes my day quite nice, if somebody gives me chocolate. You don't have to hypnotise me for you to get that out, really,
so,
do you?
So that's your thing that would make you happy, chocolate.
Yeah.
I've been trying to think for the last 15 minutes what would make me happy, and I'm so miserable, I can't think of a single item.
That's probably why you need hypnotising.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe they chose 20 very miserable people with colds like me and says you don't look happy. Let's make you happy.
Kevin, what would make you happy?
Well, this weekend, if we could get rid of this cold, but also if lots of people turn up to my show.
Yay!
Which is called Out Now. And it's, I've tweeted it. I believe Source FM have just retweeted it for me as well.
Oh, wonderful.
And you can see that lovely picture of me in my pants.
Oh, can you? The picture's there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I wanted the listeners to see this. Because we were talking about this earlier. We're going to talk more about Kevin's show, because there's something of interest to our listeners, you think, maybe?
Well, I do hope so. It's basically, it's called Out Now, because it's about me coming out, because I came out a few years ago.
Right.
The story of how, why, and all that malarkey and stuff that happened.
Sounds interesting.
Indeed.
It's still very funny.
Well, thank you.
I have to say that, he's sitting too close to me.
Right, anyway, back to this. Right, so what makes you happy? Charmaine wants chocolate. Kevin wants to get rid of his cold and lots of people to turn up to his gig. I'm miserable and couldn't think of anything.
Oh, I thought of something else.
Oh, go on.
Because, it depends on what somebody's budget is, because somebody gives me chocolates, that's lovely, but if they bought me diamonds, even better.
Diamonds? Have you got any diamonds?
I used to. I sold all my wedding rings.
Oh, no! Oh, this could be a really depressing link, couldn't it? Charmaine's going to have a breakdown now you're on the air now. I just had to sell everything!
I had to sell my diamonds. But what's the point of keeping a wedding ring anyway?
I'll tell you what would make me really happy today.
What?
Is if my credit card was put back on. But, right, I went to pay for something, and it wouldn't accept my card, right?
Right.
I thought, God, what's happened now? But obviously, I know, I'm pretty good at my finances these days. I know everything works. Anyway, I rung up Barclaycard and said, why is my card not working? Oh, yes, we've blocked it, Mr. Willis. I said, all right. Like, what's happened? Oh, it's we think it might be used for fraud.
Oh.
Right, and now I'm thinking, oh, my good God. And I couldn't believe what they said. They said, oh, did you make this a £35 payment to O2, right, on this date? I said, yeah, like, yeah. Oh, right, well, there's been a fraud going round with O2, so we blocked your card. I said, out of all the payments of my card, right, that one, that's the exact same amount of money that's come out on the same day of the month for the last 2 years, you thought that could have been the fraud.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, but at least they're on the ball. That's good.
Well, I could take £300 out in cash at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? Now, you would think that would be expected fraud, but they're happy to go with that. Charmaine, I can actually smell myself this morning. I don't smell good. I haven't had a shower.
I can smell you from across the studio.
I smell sort of BO, which is a horrible thing. What a disgusting person I am.
It's a very good job this is radio, then.
It is. It's a very good job, Kevin Dewsbury. I was looking for my deodorant, but it sort of ran out. I couldn't find it. And I was late for getting on the train. But then I realised I couldn't find the keys to lock up the house or to get into the studio, which I thought that was more concerning than not having my deodorant.
What a palaver.
I've just made use of the conveniences upstairs.
Right. The luxury ones?
Oh, yes.
Up in the tower on the penthouse suite, yes.
Source FM tower. I noticed there's some room spray in there called Pacific Breeze, so you could use that.
I could use... I could do.
But I was thinking, you know, Pacific Breeze, surely if it was authentic, it'd smell a bit fishy, so maybe it's not...
Well...
Ideal.
It might, yeah...
I've got some honeysuckle perfume in my bag.
Have you?
Yeah, you can either smell a fish or honeysuckle. The choice
I'm going to go with fish. I'd rather smell a fish than Charmaine's perfume.
Well, honeysuckle, you'll attract bees and wasps, probably, and fish, you'll attract dogs and, I don't know what else.
Cats.
Well, seagulls.
Seagulls.
Seagulls, dogs and cats. Right, anyway, the last link, Charmaine, what we were talking about was this survey on Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
They had this little survey they'd done on hypnotised people, we still don't know why that is, and they like lemonade and cupcakes. You said you like chocolate.
And diamonds.
Kevin wanted to be better. I still can't think of anything that makes me happy whatsoever.
Miserable.
But last week, it's just come to me that Charmaine downloaded an app for her phone on last week's show.
I did.
Sorry, I've got loads of biscuit in my mouth. and it was an app. It was, and it decides if you're happy or not. Is
no,
that
you
right?
have to. It's called Emotion Sense.
Right.
And then it collects data throughout the day on whether you're feeling happy or tired or.
That was
whatever.
Right. This was in the newspaper. The story. It's all coming back to me now.
And throughout the day, the app just pops up and says, "How are you feeling?" And it gives you a little chart, and then you put whether you're awake or happy or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you just put this.
So you have to fill stuff out every day.
Well, do you know what? I think it's a bit rubbish because for about 4 days it kept saying every now and again it was like, "How are you feeling?" So yeah. I would press the little button and I'm all right, thanks.
Yeah.
And
so you formed a relationship with your phone. This is a new low, Charmaine, even for you.
But it's a really pointless app, and I'm really sorry.
I could have told you that before you downloaded it. It was never going to be the best and most useful app that you've ever found,
is
it?
It's taking up a lot of storage space on my phone, and it has to go.
To be honest, you could just text a friend, couldn't you, and say, "How are you?" And they could text back, tell you how they are, and then you tell them how you are, the same thing.
Yeah, it's probably cheaper, quite honestly, than using my phone.
So, did it say how happy you were, or if you... It said you were a miserable old queen. But again, we didn't need the app for this.
No, it hasn't told me anything. I don't already... Well, it hasn't told me anything, actually.
No, it just talks to you. Hello, how are you today?
Well, it just pops up. It looks like my battery's low, right? It comes up with this little symbol that is exactly the same is when it says my battery is about to run out, so I get a bit confused, and it says, "How are you feeling?" And I'm like, "Well, we're anxious now because I thought my battery was about to die." But it's rubbish.
What time does it wake you up and say, "Ask how you are"?
Well, you can set it actually, so it won't disturb you before 8
4
o'clock.
4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not very well.
No, you can set it so it doesn't disturb you before 8 a.m. or after 10 a.m. 10 p.m. So yeah, it's rubbish. I've learnt nothing in a week.
Maybe we can have a weekly, Charmaine's weekly app review.
Yeah, there you go. It's rubbish.
Oh, there we
are. Sorry, it was a free app. I haven't lost any money. I've just lost a bit of time, that's all.
So it's 12:47 here on Source FM. We've got a guest in the studio, Kevin Dewsbury. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well, thank you. Apart from getting rid of this cold, once that's gone, I'll be tickety-boo.
Tickety-boo. Very northern. Very northern, love.
Oh, aye.
So, Kevin, you're here to talk about your show. You're here from up north.
Somewhere up north. It's not important. No. It's north of the Watford Gap.
It's not in the south.
Exactly.
Anything Midlands or up north, anywhere. Basically, we're going to talk about your show. But just before you went on air, you chucked in the little, oh, I might be on Corrie tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean, very tongue-in-cheek, because I do a bit of extra work about once a month on Corrie.
This is amazing.
At the start of the year, I think it was January the 2nd, and I remember that because obviously hardly anyone's at work on those days. And there was this scene in the bistro where I walked in, and Nick and Leanne both spoke directly to me, but because I'm an extra, you don't say anything back. Right? And my Twitter feed, Facebook and text messages went bonkers. And I was thinking, imagine if I had a line.
Yeah.
You know, how crazy it would be. So tonight, I'm not sure how much will be on TV, because you never know, but I'm in Roy's Rolls, and I think it's tonight. If it's not tonight, it'll be Friday. Roy is very angry at the moment about this letter from his father, if you follow Corrie.
I've never watched an episode of my life.
I love it. It's my guilty pleasure.
Are you a Corrie person? You see, I watch EastEnders, but it's the only soap that I would ever watch.
I prefer it over EastEnders, quite honestly. EastEnders is a bit, it's just so dumb.
Get out of my pub.
But anyway, so Kevin, you may be on Coronation Street tonight.
Yeah.
But you have got a show tonight as well.
Oh. Yes, tonight I'm just doing stand-up. It's Pick of the Fringe, the Laughing Horse Fringe, and it's at the Quadrant on North Street, which is right next to the Clock Tower, which, if you've been walking around Brighton, you've seen the Clock Tower at the moment, it's decorated in all sorts of malarkey for the Fringe.
We talked about this last week, we never quite got to the bottom of it, did we? We thought people were drying their washing because of the summer cow?
Well, that's what we thought, but it's actually an installation, as they call it in the art world.
Installation?
By some foreign artist.
What, like what you have in your loft?
Yeah, totally. That's insulation.
No.
Well, no, it does look like insulation.
Well, it does look like it's just keeping the clock tower warm because it is freezing outside.
So it's artistic.
Is it art, though? Is it?
What is art these days?
I don't know.
Cut a cow in half and put it in a museum. And that's art. Is it? I do not mean. I don't know.
Gone are the great masters. It's all now clothes hanging out to dry and Tracy Emin.
Anyway, Charmaine, we can't have a debate on art. We've got to talk to Kevin about his show. I don't know why he went. I don't know how we got from Kevin's show to cutting a cow in half.
Clock tower. Yeah, I'll do that actually live on. No, I don't. Of course I don't. No animals have been harmed. No animals have been harmed in the making of this radio show or my comedy show.
I made a fishing program last year, and no fish were harmed in it, Kevin. I didn't catch any fish. I made a fishing program without any fish. It is the only fish-friendly fishing program ever to be made.
That's really confused me. Right.
So, anyway, Kevin, so tonight you're doing that, but you've got your own show that starts tomorrow, which is at the Temple Bar.
That's
which
right.
Is called Out and Now.
That's correct indeed.
Now, it's, this is about you coming out.
It certainly is. I came out in 2008. I won't obviously go into too much detail because it's all in the show, but it's part autobiographical, part silliness. I actually do three songs as well.
Songs?
Yeah, but it certainly is. So if you want to come along and hear me sing.
What sort of songs do you do?
Well, I'll tell you what the songs are. They're parodies. They are three famous songs, but I've done the old, comedic. What's the word I'm looking for?
Stomp? Twist.
Slant.
Slant.
Yes.
She's from Surrey, isn't she?
Yes. Ultimate
slant.
North, but I know what I'm talking about. Changing the lyrics. So I'll tell you what the songs are, and if you're a fan of the songs, you know, you can come on.
Yeah.
Doing Loco in Acapulco by the Four Tops.
Yes.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, it's in most comedy shows, yes.
A version of Beauty School Dropout from Greece. Yeah. And my classic, which is Adele's Someone Like You, my own version. So they are based on those songs, but I've changed the lyrics completely to make them my own to relate to the show.
Do you play any instruments, Kevin?
I do not. I just use my voice.
Just use your voice.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all that's needed.
Indeed.
The only reason I ask that is a lot of comedians that we have on, almost all of them are musicians as well. Almost every comedian that I've ever interviewed, apart from Charmaine, she says she sings, but it's a bit debatable. But no, it's just, I'm always interested because you find a lot of entertainers in life, they do many things. I mean, they might be well-known household names for one thing, but quite often they're actors and singers and play guitars and... yes.
Well, Kevin has sung on television, haven't you?
Have you?
Am I allowed to bring it up? You don't have to. Yes. You could, we bring it up. Would you like to talk about it?
Wasn't on Corrie, was it?
Well, yeah, he didn't sing on Corrie, but I'll pass you over to Kevin and he can tell you all about it.
Yeah, funny enough, I was talking about this on another radio show the other day. Yeah. You know, I do the rounds. Back in 1998, we actually had a competition. Maybe we could do one now. I don't know whether anyone's going to be interested, because they weren't then, to be honest. But remember...
no one's interested in the show anyway, really. So we didn't exactly work anything in.
But back in 1998, I was on a show, which you may have heard of, called Stars in Their Eyes.
Have you been on that?
I have indeed. I've walked through those doors through
was
the dryad.
Was it Matthew Kelly?
I didn't do Matthew Kelly.
No,
he did have...
He did you?
No, he certainly didn't know. Matthew Kelly is a very nice man. You know, certainly when we're no news about Matthew Kelly. I did Diana Ross. No, I...
Yeah, that would be brilliant if you did.
No, they were quite big in the 90s. They're still around. I was Neil Hannon from The Divine Comedy. Do they ring a bell with you? No idea. Probably about 5% of people know who I'm talking about.
I think Jimmy was only born in 1998.
Oh, really? 1984 I was born,
Charlie. Well, Karen Carpenter, not actual Karen Carpenter, but someone doing Karen Carpenter won my particular episode. But Neil Diamond went on to win the whole series. He sang, "Hello again, hello." I should have done him, to be honest.
I always wanted to go on there and do Elvis.
I think you should give the listeners a little go now. Go on, sing that you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I'm not ready. I'm not warmed up. I haven't done my vocal exercises, have I?
You don't even know what vocal exercises are.
I do.
Can you do Elvis Costello?
No, I don't know any Elvis Costello.
Oliver's Army is on our way.
Charmaine Davis, ladies and gentlemen, there we are.
That sounded more like, what's his face? You know, Mr. Grimsdale, right? Oliver's Army.
I do a good Rihanna, though, don't I? Diamonds.
We're going to play that for you later on. You love that song, don't you?
To shine bright like a diamond.
I wish I had that queued up next to go into, and it would always been like a smooth, normal radio show.
I could do Ronan Keating.
Oh, can you?
Shall we do that? All right.
You look a bit like Ronan Keating.
I do. Oh, thanks very much. Now that'll make people come to my show.
Yeah.
Don't look at the flyer.
When you'll get there. Where's this boy that looks like Ronan Keating? I've got a list of topics in front of me written down. I didn't do any prep for the show. I only just got here in time. So I didn't have any content. But Charmaine came in, and as me and Charmaine were talking, I wrote down a list of things for us to talk about, but I haven't really put the meaning to what it all means. One word I have written in front of me is a monkey. Charmaine, why have I got monkey written in front of me? What were you talking about, a monkey?
Well, I'll tell you what it's all about, Jimmy. What it is, there's a monkey called... sorry, it's not even a monkey. It's a chimpanzee. Called Mickey, that
Mickey the monkey. Sorry,
oh, you couldn't help yourself, could you? Basically, this it's a 15-year-old chimpanzee has been taken. I think this is a bit bad actually, because this monkey was discovered in a Moscow circus and was taken out of the circus,
right?
Because it's wrong to make animals do stuff because they're animals, and
people make me do things all the time.
Here's a banana, Jimmy. Yeah,
I used to be in a circus in Moscow before I even saw
We rescued you. So this monkey has now been trained to take photographs. And so it's been this monkey's gone to Moscow with his antique camera and basically been taking very blurry shots, as you can imagine, of places in Moscow.
This is a weird dream you had last night. Are you sure this is in the paper?
It was all that cheese I ate before bed. No, seriously though, this monkey has been taking all these pictures. But what they look like? Do you remember when before digital cameras and they were like film cameras and you'd have to take them to Boots? And
then when you got the picture back,
your thumb was over the lens and all that, and they were really blurry and awful. Well, this is what these pictures look like. Basically, they look like you've got them back from Boots, and they're your grandfather's.
Well, I'm not surprised a monkey took them.
But the stupid thing about it is these pictures are now going to be on sale, a part of a collection. Between guess how much?
£200.
As far as I think, that's too much. But these pictures are going to be on sale for between 50,000 and 70,000.
You're joking.
So, no, I'm not. It's part of a project that started in 1978. It started with a drawing by a dog. and carried on to the 1990s with paintings created by elephants. So if you fancy purchasing a picture by an elephant, monkey or a dog, then the auction takes place on June the 5th at Sotheby's.
And that's why it's so difficult for artists and photographers to make any money, because our jobs are being taken away by monkeys.
Monkeys. This is a big problem in the artistic world.
Yeah,
you
do realise that, Kevin, you are going to be replaced at next year's Brighton Festival by an elephant.
What are you trying to say?
Well,
that's a rudeness.
Give a monkey.
He's been on Corey, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can't insult him.
Yeah, but if you give what's the expression? Give enough monkeys to typewriters, and they'll eventually create Shakespeare.
I don't know.
Well, I just might have made that up. I don't know.
Really? If you give this is Charmaine's comedy. Give enough monkeys, enough typewriters, and they make Shakespeare.
They'll eventually create Shakespeare. There's an expression, something like that.
Sorry to be pedantic as well, but can we just point out it's not actually a monkey, it's a chimpanzee.
A chimpanzee. Ah,
which is an ape.
Oh, well, that's it. I resign. I'm sorry, if I can't even. I don't even know the difference. But Kevin did tell me what the difference was. What was the difference between a monkey and a chimpanzee?
I believe a monkey has a tail and an ape doesn't have a tail.
I haven't got a tail.
I was going to say, if you've got one, Jimmy, you took the words right out of my mouth.
I haven't got one. I'm not sure if there was one when I was younger or not. They might have been cut off.
I think your mum saw to that.
I've got a few tails, eh? Eh? Come and see my show.
When I was in Corrie...
Are you the only member of Coronation Street left? Because all the rest have been arrested.
Yeah, you'll have a main part soon, Kevin. You can stick with that.
You'll be the next Ken Barlow.
At the moment, he's an extra once a month, but he could be a leading actor in the next couple of weeks. Next time we speak to you...
Notice how Kevin's gone particularly quiet.
I'm sorry, Kevin, but don't comment on that. This could ruin your work.
All right, well, I can do a Mancunian accent, so, you know, hopefully, if the Corrie people are listening, you know, I say, hello, how's it going, hello?
So, Charmaine Davies, we better talk a little bit about TV. We haven't talked about anything that's been on the TV so far today, which is unusual for me.
Yes.
So, The Apprentice is up and going. Have you been watching that?
You know, I caught an episode the other day, which was quite entertaining. I think they had to make their own beer.
Yes. Oh, this is the one that I watched at 3 o'clock this morning with sign language.
Right. Yeah, they went to... Do you know what? It looks like a whole bunch of, like, rejects from Madame Tussauds have been chucked in the same room together. They are just the most weird people, especially that one that, what is he, that one that's had so much Botox in his face, he looks like the bloke from Batman.
Yeah, he looks very, very bizarre. Some guy on Thunderbirds or something.
There we go, yeah.
I've been watching The Apprentice. I haven't watched it much for a few years, but it's pretty much the same every single year, isn't it, really? It's a load
of
weird
people. You'd
think
you'd get a new catchphrase now, wouldn't you? You're fired. I'm a bit over it, really.
I'm not that into Alan Sugar, you know, I've decided.
He's not that into you.
No. Kevin, do you watch The Apprentice?
I'm not really a fan of this sort of thing, basically because there are many reasons why I became a comedian and an actor. It was mainly so I didn't have to surround myself with idiots in suits. So I really wouldn't want to watch The Apprentice. I have caught a bit of it, but if I did want to listen to a bunch of people in suits talk absolute rubbish, I'll just go to the nearest wine bar.
I mean, the people that they get on there every year are a load of idiots, basically, in suits. But, I mean, on TV, generally, on reality TV stuff, I mean, it's always a load of idiots, but the thing about the noise about The Apprentice, there are a load of idiots that think that they actually know stuff. And
I think if you actually got people on there that knew what they were doing and had any common sense, it wouldn't make very good television,
exactly.
Would it? It'd be quite dull, because it'd be like, oh yeah, I know how to do this, and let's do it. And then the show would be over, really. When you've got a bunch of idiots that look like they've got half the world's plastic surgery in their face and Botox, then, you know, it's just hysterical.
But I shall keep with it. There's not that much stuff on TV. I mean, I've resorted recently to watching a lot of stuff on ITV3, which is basically 90s reruns of Inspector Morse and Touch of Frost. That's how my life's gone.
Have you been watching the sitcom Vicious?
Oh, yes, I have been watching that. Now, this has got a couple of stars. Who are the stars in it, Kevin?
Yes, of course, Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah, that's right.
And Derek Jacobi. Is he a sir?
We can make him a sir if he's not. I'm not sure if I have the power to do this. Not quite yet. But I think they rather enjoy playing two old queens. They look like they've really took on the role.
Certainly, yes. I'm a bit disappointed with it myself. I mean, a lot of my friends on Facebook and Twitter, some are waxing lyrical about it, and some people are saying it's goddamn awful. I'm not too sure.
I honestly think it could have been made in 1981, and you would not have noticed.
That's what I said earlier. That's what I said. It's exactly the same format that the shows back in the day were made. Is that Are You Being Served? Well, I suppose not quite Are You Being Served, but that kind of old school.
We've talked about it a bit on this show over the weeks, and very similar to you, Kevin. Some people are really for it, some people are against it. It's just pretty easy watching TV, and I sort of watch it, and it's not a big thing in life if I missed it.
Well, I'm very impressed with the other sitcom, The Job Lot.
I haven't seen that.
That's very funny. I mean, there was a time when I was unemployed, and I know it's not very funny, of course, when you're unemployed. I'm sure the people out there, well, probably our whole listeners, you know.
Yeah, most of mine are unemployed, most of my listeners.
But, that's why we're here.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But it's, the job centre's just down the corner, I just get people in.
Very good observational comedy, you know, it is just like it. You know, a lot of Jobsworths as well who work at the actual job centre.
Oh, right.
And a good friend of mine's in it as well, because, you know, I'm in showbiz.
Yeah.
Joe Enright, who plays one of the characters, she's the shorter lady. She plays a very sort of stern-faced office worker. She's very funny. I can't remember the name of the character.
So, who cares? Well, I've not watched the programme, but maybe I should have a look at it. Maybe it's... Because there's not...
Angela, that's it, Angela. She's great.
What was that thing I was watching? Broadchurch. Since that's finished, I have not been interested in anything on TV. It was brilliant. I love Broadchurch.
Well, are you not watching... Made in Chelsea?
No.
No, not many people do, I hope. But do you remember Hugo Taylor?
That was in,
well, I think he had bigger, well, ambitions than really were going to be humanly possible.
More ambition than talent.
Totally. Because apparently Made in Chelsea, Hugo Taylor claims it was he who changed his mind about going to Hollywood for an acting career. He says, I figured I would be a bigger fish here than there. Well, you're not really a big fish anywhere, quite honestly, so...
I could walk past all these people that are in the papers every day now. I could walk past them in the street and I would not have a clue who they are. I'm not into it at all, really.
I was doing a gig at the Comedy Store in London a few months back, and there was a girl, I was at the bar, and there was this girl talking to the barman and going, oh, you know me, don't you? You know me. You know me. And he didn't have a clue, right? And then she walked away, and apparently it was some girl from Made in Chelsea.
Oh, really?
Thinking that everyone would know who she was. No one cared.
Well, I had this problem this morning in the newsagents downstairs when I was buying my lamb samosa. Do you not know who I am? I should not be queuing with these people.
Oh, poor Jimmy Willis. Infamy, infamy, they've all got it infamy.
There's actually a story. Do you remember Steve Brookstein, who was the winner of the first ever X Factor?
Yes, I do. I'm the only one. I was talking about him the other day, and no one knew who he was apart from me.
Apparently, he was on the front row one night at the Comedy Store a few years ago in London. My friends Andre Vincent and Mick Ferry, both great comedians, were on the bill that night. And this is hearsay, so I really do hope this did happen. But apparently Steve Brookstein was on the front row with his mates and acting like an idiot all night and trying to get all this attention.
Yeah.
And Andre said to Mick Ferry, who was compere for the evening, he went out at the end, and a standard set in the comedy clubs is about 20 minutes. Okay?
Yeah.
So he went out at the end and he went, Mick Ferry said to Steve Brookstein, well, as you can see, Steve, thanks for coming down tonight. And as you can see, you've had your 15 minutes, but as you can see, we've all had our full 20.
Here we go. This is Sauce.
Party Over by Mila Lilly. 1:34 here on Source FM. We haven't got long left of the show. If you want shout-outs on Facebook and Twitter, at Source FM Radio is the place to go. We've got a little bit more from Charmaine Davis in just a minute.
This is Source. Legends Bar, club and hotel in the heart of gay Brighton. Legends Brighton, unique, sexy, gorgeous and ultra stylish. Great music played by top DJs, perfectly complementing its big sister Legends Bar above. The Basement Club is one of Brighton's favourite late night venues, with award-winning cabaret performances and great food served daily in the bar. We can't wait to see you. Here we go. This is Sauce.
Touch the stars here on Sauce FM. We're running out of time. It's 1:48. Time for a little bit more talk, gossip, and chat with the lovely Charmaine Davis.
Ooh, Mrs.
Right, Charmaine, I've got a story here. We've run out of time. We didn't really get through everything I wanted to get through.
It's always the way.
I've only sort of come on form for the last
10 minutes
of the show. I've just woken up and I've had some coffee.
Yeah, it's good of you to join us, Jimmy Willis.
Well, hello.
Thanks
hello, everyone.
For coming.
There's a story here about the Britain's oldest tortoise.
Oh, yeah.
Thomas.
Thomas the tortoise.
Yeah, he passed away.
Oh. How old was he?
130.
Gosh, that's how much you feel,
nearly as old as you, Charmaine.
Oh, you put it out before I could say it.
I was
a tortoise.
No, I wasn't a tortoise. Well, I just found out actually because we were just trying to work out what the plural of tortoise was, and apparently it's tortoise. It's not tortoises. That's your useless fact of the day.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah. But I was in Seychelles in January, and I brought my agent back a joke present. And I've got a book of famous tortoises. Apparently, there are some quite famous ones.
So are there?
I wonder where was Thomas from? Does it say any information about him?
He was living in the Channel Islands in Guernsey.
Oh, yeah, I know him, yeah. Used to have a chat show.
What, on Guernsey? I don't know about Guernsey celebrities. Was it...
Oh, Matt Letizia, the footballer, I think he was from there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
He used to play for Southampton, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
I know nothing about football, but I knew that.
Yes.
I'm really happy with myself. Charmaine looks proud of me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, Thomas the Turtle sadly died. It's saying here about the things that he lived through. Because, of course, being 130, that's two world wars.
Did he have a divorce or anything that he went through?
No, I don't think so. But it was 32 different prime ministers while that tortoise was alive.
Alive, alive all.
West Country,
he was a West Country tourist.
I'm not really from the West Country. It's all in that. But anyway, yeah, Thomas the Turtle's dead.
Oh.
Have you ever had any interesting pets? I know Charmaine has. Kevin, have you got any pets?
No. I've got a fake monkey.
A fake monkey?
Yeah, called Graham.
Oh, it's cheap to keep, I suppose. Not very good company.
Well, I live on my own, you see. It's very lonely. Aww. I have to talk to someone.
Because nobody else will talk to him.
Oh, I've got that happiness app as well.
The happiness app? Yeah, Charmaine's got the happiness app. But she didn't
I'm
like
just miserable.
She used to wake up in the morning and it used to ask her, hello, how are you today? And you said, yeah, I'm all
right. I just used to chuck it across the room.
So, yeah, Charmaine's little friend. She's a lonely person. So she's talking to her phone.
Can we just do that quick thing about Chris Fountain from Corrie?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were talking about him off air. Chris Fountain, so he was in Hollyoaks for ages. He'd done the Dancing on Ice thing. He was really good at that years ago. What's he up to now, then?
Well, according to today's Metro, Coronation Street's Chris Fountain admits posing almost naked for a gay mag. He said he did it to help his acting career. People took notice. And when they were casting this, I got the job. So apparently it's because of his physique, not his acting ability, that he's now in Coronation Street.
So that's what I need to do. Nude.
Well, that's what I was thinking as well. So if you have looked at Source FM's Twitter feed, and you'll see a link to my photograph of me in my pants. You know, if any gay magazines want me to pose for them, I mean, once you see that photo, you definitely will. Then I'll definitely get a main part on Corrie.
There we are.
Sure.
It's the way in the door. That's what it is.
Well, thank you ever so much, Charmaine, for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you ever so much, Kevin Dewsbury.
Well, thank you very much. And can I very, very quickly plug my show one more time?
I was going to do it, Kevin. I was just about to do it unsubtly. I was going to say, thank you very much, Kevin. And we look forward to seeing you from the 16th to 18th at Temple Bar with your own show out now. That's free to get in. We love things that are free to get in. But tonight, Kevin, you're doing something else.
Yeah, I'm at the Quadrant on North Street near the Clock Tower. That's 8:15. It's a Pick of the Fringe show. It's about 5 or 6 stand-ups on, me included. It's about 5 or 6 quid to get in. That's not free, of course. But my show at 7:15 in Temple Bar tomorrow to Saturday is.
And I'll be in the audience as well. So
will
there's
you?
Two reasons to be there, me and obviously to see the fabulously talented Kevin Dewsbury.
Well, actually, I was going to go, but now I know you're going, so mate, I'm not going. So you've turned people away already. Thank you ever so much, ladies and gentlemen. To play you out, Charmaine Davies, this is for you.
Oh, what is it?
Rihanna!
Like a diamond!
Yeah! Have a good day, ladies and gentlemen!
Bye! So shine
bright! This is Source.
Legends Bar, club and hotel in the heart of gay Brighton. Legends Brighton, unique, sexy, gorgeous and ultra stylish. Great music played by top DJs, perfectly complementing its big sister Legends Bar above. The Basement Club is one of Brighton's favourite late night venues, with award-winning cabaret performances and great food served daily in the bar. We can't wait to see you.
Here we go.
This is Sauce.